If you're a millennial or have parented one, you know the look. Advertisements with shirtless men, sculpted abs above low-cut jeans, a melange of thin and tan and young white bodies in minimal clothing. A store at the mall mostly obscured by heavy wooden blinders, music pulsing from within. Faded jeans and polo shirts in middle and high school, all featuring the ubiquitous mousse. White Hot, the rise and fall of Abercrombie & Fitch, a new Netflix documentary on the ubiquity of a once zeitgeisty brand, limited vision of cool, and its culture of discrimination, is easy catnip for adults reevaluating the influences of their youth. The brand of barely there denim miniskirts and graphic t-shirts was part of the landscape of what I thought it meant to be a young person, the film's director, Alison Clayman, told The Guardian. Clayman, a millennial, grew up in Philadelphia. That's true for many US adolescents in the late 90s through the 2000s, as Abercrombie stores anchored most mainstream malls across America, including my hometown middle school hangout in the suburbs of Cincinnati, Ohio. Anytime Abercrombie comes up in conversation, you immediately cut right to stories about people's identity formation, said Clayman. How much money you could or could not spend on clothing, body insecurities, memory imprints from hangouts at the mall, the overpowering smell of its cologne, Fierce, liberally applied to every surface. The messages one received on what was cool, on whose bodies met the right standards and whose did not.